Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bonnies.
We are back with an episode, sweetheart, that we get a lot of questions about.
Yes, so this is why it's the third of like the three parang most ano ba requested topics.
I don't know if it was because it wasn't very scientific how we did it.
No, it was ano because of how we were like releasing these like short videos, and then it started with a burnout.
Yeah.
And then parang people wanted to hear more, and then we were asking like what topics do you want us to cover? Then
people were asking for a deep dive.
Yes. So parang it wasn't enough that I would release a short video on forgiveness and then us on burnout, and then cheating is okay, so that's a topic. The topic for today is cheating. The reason why we got into this is because some people during the height of like talking about a couple splitting up, very famous couple, parang I would give little things here and there, like my thoughts on it, not on them, but on the scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would be accused of an enabler. Parang enabler daw ako ng mga ano yan, ng cheaters and all. And I was like, what? Where did that come from, right? So anyway, I wanted to, kind of like, speak to that, not that person, but into that topic. Na yeah. Ano ba yung pwede nating ma-share when it comes to that? Kasi marami-rami na rin ang nagtanong sa atin na ano ba yung opinion nyo sa cheating, tsaka sa breaking up and all that.
Yeah, and for those of you who are listening to this entirely on audio, you might be happy to know that we have this on video.
Yes!
So if you want to see Carla's no makeup panda look, and my wearing the same shirt for the nth time in a row look, plus my gaming setup, check us out on YouTube.
All right. So, asenso na. May video na tayo, mga besh. But
ay, sorry. Hindi. Spotify video rin pala.
Yeah.
My bad.
There is a video. Okay. So, anyway, let's go. Let's get into it.
Topic of the day.
So, we've got a couple of questions.
I think the first question we need to answer is, that we need to set the foundation, is, what is a cheating ba? I don't know. I told you I don't have the outline. You're the one with the outline today.
No, I mean like, siguro naman, no, alam na nat. Maganda rin itanong yan. Kasi,
oh, okay.
Merong mga nagsasabi na parang they're coming from a position of sinabi nila na parang, we don't like it. Parang we feel like you're emotionally attached to the person. You know how some people define it as, if it's just emotional, that's not really cheating. But if there's something physical, then that's cheating. So maybe we can start there. What is cheating for us?
Yeah. Well, as always on this podcast, we want our faith factors in.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say that is, I have no other reason. If someone wants to define it another way, okay, then, you know, that's how you define it. I'm not saying you're not allowed to have your own meaning of it. You've got couples today who are okay with one partner viewing pornography. You've got couples today with one partner going into like even, you know, defying monogamy and saying we don't believe in that, diba? Mm-hmm. Polyamory and those kinds of things. And to them, that's not cheating because it, you know, I'm okay with it, she's okay with it. And that's not the definition you and I have only.
Mm-mm.
We will talk about what Carla's okay with, what I'm okay with, what I'm not okay with, what she's not okay with. But it's not starting from a place of just preference.
Right.
The place where we're coming from is that we are married.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I just came from doing a wedding. And that is a place between us, but also before God. Mm-hmm. Where we have agreed before God and other people that we would be devoted to one another.
Right. So it's a specifically Christian marriage also. Kasi I would understand that some religions allow for more than one spouse, right?
Parang, so is that cheating? To them, it's not.
Oo. Pero sa amin kasi, if you're gonna ask us,
this is the definition we're using.
Ito yung standard namin, and we don't wanna settle for anything other than that.
Yeah. And you know, if you wanna talk to us and join the groups and show your perspective, that's welcome too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where it starts for us. So there, dun palang, the direction, the trajectory, if you want to use that word, but the trajectory is that we are going towards unity, to being one. So cheating would be anytime I'm making myself one, I'm heading in a different direction with somebody else other than you.
Right.
So that could be physical, sexual, which is the classic way people use it. But that could also be emotional, relational.
Mm-hmm.
Where I look for this person and I'm getting connection, affirmation from this person that I really should be getting from you, my spouse. Or you're not able to give it to me, so instead of trusting God for that, I look for it from a source I'm not supposed to be getting it from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that's fair. Is that too strict? What do you think?
No naman. I think, kasi sa atin naman yun, no? Hindi naman nila pwedeng sabihin too strict. Kasi yun nga yung paniniwala namin. So I kind of like also want to warn others who are like, say, if you're from a different religion and you don't really believe in that, mahihirapan na kayo dun sa mga sagot namin. So we're not forcing our answers and opinions on you. But if you're kind of, if you feel like you fall under, because most of the people in the Philippines, I feel like pa rin, no? Na mga, syempre, di ba, medyo Catholic nation and all. Nasa monogamous, ano pa rin tayo.
Right, right.
Parang mindset. So, siguro naman, more or less, baka maintindihan tayo ng lahat ng nakikinig ng podcast na to. But, yeah, that's where we're coming from. I also think that, aside from the whole spiritual aspect, God defining our marriage and all, I honestly think it's hard to be effective as a spouse kung marami.
Yeah.
Marami akong asawa or marami kaming asawa. Parang, hirap, yung dalawa nga kami, nahihirapan na ako. Eh, di ba? Parang, paano ba yung marami pa?
Yeah. So, to me, di ba, it's a trajectory thing eh. So, it's two things. There definitely is a line that's crossed when it's cheating na. So, for example, Carla's allowed to have guy friends. I'm allowed to have female friends. She can get in touch with people. I get in touch with people. So, there's nothing wrong naman. It's not like kung pinatawa siya ng isang lalaki, parang cheating na agad yon.
Mm-mm.
Or kung, di ba, natuwa ako sa text ng isang babae sa akin, cheating na agad yon. We're not saying that. What we are saying, though, is the trajectory is I'm one with her, with my wife. This is my wife. This is where my joy will come from. This is the primary. Now, if I find that the trajectory is parang bakit palayo ako at papunta ako sa ibang tao, yun yung mali. So it's a trajectory. But then there's also definitely a line. For you, when is that line crossed? Naks, yun yung magandang tanong.
Well, kasi meron namang obvious kasi na cheating na eh.
Okay, yung so parang physical.
Physical. At saka yung alam mo na, kahit na walang physical, na alam mo na na you're getting into a relationship with this person. Alam mo na yun. Kumbaga, parang, ano ba, niloloko mo na lang yung sarili mo kung hindi.
Yeah.
Meron naman din na parang, ano ba, hindi mo talaga ini-intend,
okay,
but nagiging close ka dun sa tao, and it's harming your relationship with the other person, whether from your end or from your spouse's end.
Okay.
What do I mean by that? So from your end, you're saying that, oh my gosh, okay, talking and talking to this person, I never really intended anything. I had no, you know, parang hindi ka naman nagplan na you will fall into a relationship or fall in love or like this person, no? But because in the course of the friendship, you feel like it could get there, that I think is already a very major sign for you to get out.
Yeah.
Kasi nafe-feel mo na siya. So you the first thing is like, so kung medyo sa papunta mo na siya doon sa sarili mo. Pero meron din na yung walang wala sa'yo, pero it harms your spouse or yung ka-relationship mo.
Mm-mm.
Na siya yung nagseselos,
mm-mm,
siya yung hindi comfortable sa relationship yung dalawa. In both cases, sasabihin ko, okay, hindi pa cheating. Hindi pa talaga cheating, pero may warning na yun.
Yeah.
Kumbaga parang you need to pay attention to that na. And, you know, determine your next plan of action because it already is affecting the main relationship. So like what you were saying earlier, there is a trajectory that both of you are headed towards. And if at any point that trajectory is, you know, becoming already very confused,
yeah,
diba, you're going other sorts of directions na, mag-iisip ka na dapat.
Yeah. Question.
Mm.
Or should I tell the story first of when that happened to us?
Ikaw eh, ewan ko pa paanong storytelling natin.
Well, it might be good to tell, give an example. So there was this one time in our marriage, relatively early in our marriage.
And you know, sorry, yeah, before you continue, I think it's important to talk about this because the obvious cheating, I don't think anyone naman will say na may excuse pa yan.
Yeah.
I think the issue talaga is, what if it's really like, you can't really say if it's cheating or not, so.
Yeah, that's why I have some questions to really get at the nuance.
So parang siyang cheating,
really like cut, you know, dig deep and get
what
to the
nuance.
What
if it's not yet cheating? It's just jealousy.
Yeah.
Parang ganon.
And how do you know that, like, how can you please a partner who's jealous no matter what?
Right.
I'm trying to stick to English as much as possible just because of a friend in Belgium who tries to listen to our podcast.
Oh, really?
As much as
oh, my gosh. Okay. Is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, he says I sometimes I don't listen because it's mostly English.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
okay.
No, it's fine. But then he doesn't complain. He'll just say I gave it another listen and I could understand a lot.
Mm.
So yeah. So thank you to our friend for persevering. Story time. Relatively early in our marriage, we had a mutual friend. This friend was clearly closer to you than to me. He's a guy. And we have several friends like that. We have lots of guy friends who are closer to Carla than to me. We have lots of female friends who are closer to me than to Carla. And that's not an abnormal thing for us. In this case, though, I didn't like this guy. I didn't like this guy because I felt like he was feeling close.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I don't know. I'm gonna try to explain this, you know, for the women who might not understand it. But for guys, respect is a big thing, and that's why we show respect to one another. And if you really don't like another guy, the way you show that is through disrespect. So even the simple thing of like, there's a currency there, a language there, and I felt that this guy was not respectful of me as her husband. In other words, nakakalalaki yung kilos niya. And I would express that to Carla a number of times and she wouldn't see it. You want me to just finish it and then you tell your version?
Yeah.
Okay. And she couldn't see it at first and we would get into arguments and maybe I could have said it more delicately. She definitely could have been more attentive. And so we would get into fights over that. The reason why it was difficult for her to see was because there's really nothing going on her part.
Yeah.
And she didn't even... Anyway, that's another story. But basically for her, it's impossible for this guy to have...
I really thought that this guy didn't like girls.
Yeah, okay. So there.
I was like, how can you think that this guy, I feel like, likes guys? So
but
anyway...
What got me triggered, even though he isn't into girls, the fact that he's disrespectful to me and that you won't acknowledge my, you know, that I don't
like
that.
Yeah, we were a very young couple then, so...
That was the problem for me. And finally, it came to a point where Carla was like, look, I'm just so tired of fighting over this. Just tell me, do you want me to distance myself from him or not? And I said, yeah, I would appreciate it if you were a little bit more distant. But my wife, which is I kind of appreciate and actually got me a little bit concerned, is she was like, okay, done. And I don't know what happened next, but all I know is we never saw him again. She never contacted him again. We never saw him again. And I'm like, ako pa yung, excuse me, did you text our friend? You know, like I'm the pastor in me was getting concerned, like, oh, this guy, I want him to know we're still friends with him. And Carla was like, no, I don't care. If you don't like him, and we've tried me distancing, you're still bothered by that, fine, I'm just going to go cold turkey, cut it, and it's really nothing to me. I was afraid you would resent me over that. I was afraid you would take that against me. And you're like, no, you're the man I married. I factored this in. You know what I agreed to marry.
You know, I think one of the good qualities that I have is that good at certain times a man, bad. But I can really just cut off relationships easily. Like, I have no problems doing that. And what matters to me is, like, I have a core group in my life, and that would be my family. This family of mine, my immediate one, and also the prior immediate one, which is like my mom, my siblings. That's it. As long as I have those two things, I'm good. Like, anybody who gets cut off outside of that circle or those two circles, it's not that hard for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that was like the driving force behind it. Like, you know, I don't really need this person in my life. I've determined the highest values in my life, and that would be my husband. And back then, wala pa. I don't think we had kids. So, nope. It's just him talaga as a family who's like, he is my number one priority. Would I like for this number one priority of mine to be harmed just because, you know, I feel like I'm right? I'm right that there's nothing there, that this guy didn't even like me. So, I mean, like, I didn't want it to reach that point anymore. Parang for me, it's enough. If it makes him uncomfortable, let's just cut it, because he's more important than that person.
Right. And that's what we mean by the trajectory. And that's what people should be evaluating about themselves. Before we fight at, wait, what about my rights? What about my space? What about my time, my friends, my network? What is the trajectory of this marriage? Because when we agreed to put each other first, and that's why we're defining it as marriage. Eh? Because if you're not just, but if you're at the boyfriend and girlfriend stage, then you can define that however you want. Mm-hmm. But with, you know, whatever consequence comes with that. But with us, it was, look, this is where we're going. There was a time before we got married where it was the other way around. You were warning me about a girl that I was close to. Mm-hmm. Not even close to. But we would joke around a lot in public. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And you said something like, and I think this is an interesting thing, because it's a girl thing, where you were like, I can see the way this girl talks to you, and I wouldn't be surprised if she talks about you as if there's something going on between you guys. Mm-hmm. At that time, Carla and I were almost engaged. Like, we were very clearly a couple, and we were always together. And she goes, I just have a feeling about it. And I brushed it off. No, that's nothing. It's just, you know, it's a friend dynamics. You know, that's how we are. Until months later, what happened? Another mutual friend of ours said something like, this girl was saying,
Joe, I forget, yeah.
Yeah,
parang something like,
Joe has to stay away from me because Carla's getting jealous.
Yeah, something like that.
So now, diba, my girlfriend looked bad. Carla looked bad because, oh, she's jealous. It's not because, you know, we've crossed the line somehow. Or so Carla said, ito yung nangyayari, na this is that kind of person who talks about you like that in public, will talk to you like that in public, and will use that connection.
So simply put, those two experiences of ours just exemplify that there are things na, you know, they're not really outright wrong. I mean, you can't say it that way, like, because there was really nothing going on between them, between us, that other guy, right? But is it wise to do it? For yeah, whatever reason, for him, it's more like, this girl is just really, you know, the kind of girl who will make trouble. For me, it's more of like, it's not securing my husband. That is more than enough reason. If it makes him insecure, if it makes him doubt, if it harms our relationship, I mean, how important is anybody else in your life, yeah, diba? When you have a spouse, lalo na pag asawa mo na, diba? Parang what, maintindihan ko pa nga if it's like family.
Yeah.
It would be hard. But if it's just like a guy friend, I don't. And if you're the type who had like a male maid of honor, diba yung ganon? You had a best man instead of a maid of honor during your wedding or the woman vice versa, diba? Yeah. I also kind of like don't believe that. Unless, I guess,
look,
I don't know. I mean, here's like,
my thing. I've seen people who've done that.
And they're okay.
Who say it's okay. So, okay. Not gonna force an
but
issue.
But I guess for us, it's
one.
Like, it's just so awkward to like have another best friend who is of the same sex as your spouse.
I think the question is, if push comes to shove, girlfriend, look.
Are you going to choose
where,
the right person? Yeah. Diba, so,
and that's where like a lot of the issue comes from. Where nobody plans ahead of time and says, if I have to choose, this is what I'm choosing.
And I guess siguro, the question really is, if it's not okay with your partner and it's okay for others, what do you do?
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi parang, is there like, I think people are trying to find a black and white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is the right answer and it must be applied to everything. And I guess just like people...
Yeah, because it works for that couple.
Yeah, I mean, like, why does it work for us?
Previous relationships.
And you know, the thing is, as unique as we are as individuals, I think that goes for every relationship as well.
Yep.
We can't really find a Joe and Rika anywhere else in the world or a Joe and Carla, diba? Na exactly the same background, context, what have you, issues, trauma and all thrown into the mix that, you know, I could say that whatever applies to them applies to me. So I say that because I feel like some of our, like say if there's really a non-issue that you're fighting about, who knows if that's coming from a deeper issue in either one of you, which is not present and the other individuals or other couples, right? So parang, they don't really have to deal with that. But for us, we have to because, you know, it's springing up from somewhere.
Yeah.
And if we really truly love our partner, then we do everything to help our partner get through that, diba? Yeah. Not add more to it.
I like what you said, sweetheart, because these examples we're giving, we're not prescribing them.
Mm-hmm.
But the principle behind it, the principle of being one with your spouse, securing your spouse. Because the flip side is also true. There's stuff we're okay with.
Right.
That other people have been like, whoa, parang...
But why are you, yeah. And it goes in everything. It goes for everything. It's like in marriage, but also in child reading. Like, alam mo yun, yung parang... All the parts of your life where, you know, this is the way you do things is not going to apply in each and every one of the couples that you encounter in life.
Like, I remember when we were dating and I said, this girl's gonna ride in the car, but I make sure she sits in the back. And you were like, why? Like, you were like, why would you? Like, it's so weird. Like, and you were just like looking at me like I was the strangest.
You know, it's another thing, kasi
person in the world.
Diba, you come from a very Christian background, so like religious,
that
like
was
all
an
these
informal rule.
Yeah,
for a lot of us. Yeah,
and we all pick up stuff from our own context. Huh? I'm not saying just a Christian background, because like even naman with us, like what did our parents think of when it came to like relationships?
Yeah.
Parang, did they think that this was already cheating or not cheating? Or how do you practice wisdom in this situation? All of us actually have mindsets instilled in us. And sometimes they kind of like either clash or they parang, okay, what's that? Like for me, ano yon? Why do you have to even like, somebody sits in, ano, driver ka?
But I know people who have that stance. And it's from a well thought out, very, you know, they've prayed about it. And they're like, no, the reason why is I know myself. I know the other person. And something you said was very insightful then. Because you were like, number one, I know you. Me. Like, you're not the kind of guy to put on moves like that. Like, lean over and kiss the girl while you're driving. Maybe that could happen, but you're not the kind of guy to cheat that way. And secondly, she's not the kind of girl you're interested in. And thirdly, though, you were like, you're the kind of guy to fall for a girl by talking to her too much. I would be more concerned with who you chat with than who rides the car with you. And that just, parang, man, she's so right. Now, if I just follow rules unthinkingly without seeing my heart.
It's actually easier to penetrate your and your system that way. Because you're unguarded in the spots where you should you feel like be.
I did
guarding.
What everybody else was doing.
Yeah.
But and you were right, diba? And you are right about that. That is, I mean, jakita nagustuhan, diba? Parang when I talk to someone for too long and it gets.
Okay, I'll give you an illustration. If you lined up cocaine right in front of me, it wouldn't. I mean, like, ano yan, bechin. Yung ganon. I'm not going to get tempted or anything because I'm not addicted to it. That's not like a stronghold in my life, but, or like something that you would fall for, right? But if you, you know, you put other things there that I really, really, like, say, you
I would
put,
say, alcoholism.
Hindi, ano, pag sinabi mo, there's a free, ano, trip to Annapurna Circuit. Iwan ko lahat.
Yeah.
Para lang pumunta sa Annapurna. You know, things like that. So you have to think of that for yourself as well. Na, what are the things that would make you fall easily? Because it's kind of like different for every person. Again, no, goes back to like mindsets even. Like, what does your family think is like a worthy of what have you, right? So all those things come
now,
into play.
Question. I'm sure a lot of people have been wanting to ask this since I told that story.
Mm.
What about if my husband or
it's
my wife,
too, ano,
yeah, my boyfriend or my girlfriend is jealous of everything, jealous of everyone. Like they're nothing I do will make them happy unless I just stay home all day, have no phone, I'm chained, you know, and even that baka they'll
and
be jealous of the
chain. And this is real,
you know?
Ha? I mean, like, I do know of people who are like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's problematic.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I feel like if that's the case, kasi for us naman, it's like, it didn't happen, parang yun lang nga yun, eh, diba?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, parang from time to time, parang, parang I don't like this person, ganyan. But it's not as if I can't let you out of my sight.
Yeah.
And you with me as well. And I feel like...
You've never given me a reason to worry.
Yeah.
Never. Even during that time, I wasn't bothered about your behavior. I was bothered about his behavior. And what bothered me about you was you wouldn't acknowledge that I'm bothered
right,
by his behavior.
Right,
but you weren't doing anything that bothered me.
Natatawa talaga kapag naalala ko si reason ko. But
anyway. The other side is Carla naman... I mean, she's friends, at least not enemies with every girl I've ever been interested in.
Yeah.
She's so, friends with them. Some of them she texts with. It's
so for us talaga, it's not like it's a lifestyle to be jealous. It's
yeah.
not that. So if you're in a relationship that's like that.
There was one time last
really...
year where they invited me out to coffee and I wanted to bring Carla along to hang out. And she's like, why don't you just go? I'm too busy. You go hang out with them.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my wife is cool with this.
Yeah.
So I know that's not advisable for a lot of people. I'm not saying that's a prescriptive
again,
thing.
Again, no, let's go back to what are the things that you need to guard in your life because it's not the same for everyone.
And for me naman, because, you know, talking about guarding in my life, I know there's nothing there. With her. And the other thing that I appreciate is she's the same way. You know, she's in a happy marriage. Alam mo, so it was just coffee.
Yeah. Anyway, all to say that it's not our lifestyle naman to get jealous over each other's whatever coffee, what have you, no? And if you're in a in a relationship that's like that, I would highly suggest that you go and seek out help.
It was a group, by the way, before people think I went on a coffee date with just one person. But let's go back to the jealousy one. What about someone who's constantly jealous?
How do you know?
What's the difference? When is it a valid thing? And when is it like, oh, come on, sobra na to?
I guess if hindi na nagbabago.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just like all the time like that. Na
super agree.
Each and everything is like that. I would understand if And if maybe if the person is jealous all the time, dalawa yan eh, either one
you,
of two
you
things.
You keep doing something.
One, you keep doing something or you're really doing something. Or two, if you're not doing anything, that person is sick somehow. Meaning like there's something that needs to be dealt with in that person.
There's
why is this person always jealous?
There's
diba?
A feeling of rejection.
Right.
Of betrayal, loneliness.
Mistrust, diba? So parang... Where is that coming from? I would highly suggest that you go out and seek help because this is something that you can't really just deal with on your own. I mean, probably you could like have a miracle somewhere there, but hintayin pa ba natin yun? If you really want this relationship to work, I think then it is important to seek out help from the right people.
Yeah, I agree with what you said that it never gets fixed. Meaning, you make an adjustment now, and then it's still something new. So, and that, both parties need to acknowledge that there's something going on here that's deeper than that person's issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot messier when you're already married, and that's the case. So, our tip for anybody dating here, look out for that already. I guess you want to look out for concerns on both sides. Number one, if this person doesn't value my feelings and emotions enough, that when I voice a concern, they don't change, that's a huge red flag. Second one, though, is they're always jealous. They're never secure. Maybe you might even look at their past relationships and if it was, or, you know, they have to check your phone for everything. We hardly check each other's phones. We know each other's passwords. It's like, go ahead, just use it. Because a person who's bent on deceiving you will be able to deceive you. And hopefully the trust is high enough that you don't need to do that.
Okay. So let's go to the questions.
Sure.
Question and answer.
We got some questions from our community. So the Telegram group, again, hello to everyone. And also some from Instagram. So first question here is, this is BFGF situation. Who are Christians? Ano raw ba talaga ang dapat gawin sa isang cheating na boyfriend or girlfriend? And I think the question here is, if you're just boyfriend, girlfriend, what do you do about the cheating? How do you fix that? What is the best response for this?
I would think break up unless they're repentant. And repentance can be seen by their willingness to take responsibility, their willingness to acknowledge how they've hurt you, and to do what's necessary. So it's not just being sorry or crying, but or even promising to do better. It's actually doing better.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've never been in that situation. If I was, I probably wouldn't give that person another chance. But if I did want to give them a chance, I would want to see, okay, may nagbago ba? Mm-hmm. And the moment you show that you're doing it again, okay, ayoko na. Life's too short.
I think this,
to mess with someone who doesn't want to change.
Yeah, kasi this is also, you know, this for me, agree ako sa'yo na parang I probably wouldn't give another chance because this draws the line between BFGF versus married. Pag married talaga, that's a stronger pull. Like, there is more reason for me to actually honor the covenant.
To try to make
it work.
Maybe forgive. Definitely forgive, but maybe reconcile.
Yeah, correct. Boyfriend, girlfriend, it's for me, why? Yeah, I mean, like, I have so many things to do. If you're just gonna hurt me like this.
Yeah. Some people I know would say, give him a chance. Jesus always gives us a chance. But this isn't that relationship.
Nope.
Bring them to church, sure. Keep inviting them to church. Keep bringing them to therapy.
You're not,
you know,
Jesus.
But you're not their savior. To stay their romantic partner.
Okay, next question. Annulment for unrepentant partners when you are a Christian. What do you do about that? Do you think it's right? Because you know how Christians are and they kind of like guilt trip you and say that you're a Christian no matter what, you shouldn't and all that. What is your response to this? Like, is it okay?
You shouldn't separate with that person.
Yes. Parang ganun ba dapat? Is that the reason? I mean, like, is that the answer?
That's one of the most annoying stances I hear from Christian groups because it's not even biblical. Yes, Jesus said they shouldn't separate and they're only allowed to separate because of sinfulness. But Matthew 5:32, I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her the victim of adultery, and anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. So there you have it, right? Except for sexual immorality. So there is that place where it's the right thing to do is to dissolve the marriage.
And guys, I mean, we are all ready, but not yet. And I think that's come up over and over on this podcast already, that yes, ideally, we are able to stay in relationships. Ideally, we get restored to people who hurt us. But, you know, there are things in our life that's just not yet.
Yeah.
Right? We're still very much in a broken world. This is not yet the end of time where we are in the ideal place where God wants us to be. We're still working our way towards that. And so it comes with all of these baggages na hindi talaga lahat magiging ideal in the here and now.
Yep.
May mga ibang bagay na talagang hihintayin natin for that time to come.
Yep.
All right, next question. Should I still reveal even when I have repented? So the story of this person is that he's done something and he got convicted and he got out of the relationship. It's too long. Like,
okay.
So he got out of the relationship already. He did everything to just cut himself off and clean from this because he realized it's wrong. But from time to time, he would think, should I tell
my
wife?
They were married when he...
Yes. Oh, already. Oh. So should I confess it to my wife? I'm anxious to do it, sabi niya.
Oh, why isn't he doing it?
Because, because he's, parang is he's gonna break the peace? Because he's done now with the relationship. Like that affair is done because he got convicted nga. So even before anybody saw or knew about stuff, so should he still bring it up? Yun yung tanong niya.
The short answer is yes. Here's why. If the goal nga, the trajectory is to become one, and you have this piece of you that you're holding back, and you're holding it back specifically because you know it will really affect the other person, right? It's not like, for example, this, if I don't tell you about Assassin's Creed Origins, that amazing video game, I'm not holding that back from Carla because it would affect her. She doesn't care. But this is information you're holding back specifically because it would affect you guys. So the short answer is yes, you should tell the person. Now, how and when you tell the person, you can build up to. And I think that there's wise ways to tell the person. For example, I know a pastor that, you know, is close to us who was pastoring someone with that kind of situation. And the husband, you know, came to know Jesus, wanted to come clean to his wife. And the pastor said to the husband, bumawi ka muna, right? To build a stronger relationship with your wife, show her how Jesus transformed you, win her back. And then when your marriage is a bit stronger, then tell her.
Mm.
Now, there's a risk in doing that. The risk here is if she finds out before you tell her, that's way worse. But, you know, they took that risk. He built up the marriage and he was able to tell her. It wounded her deeply. But they stayed together and, you know, they had a, you know, pretty good marriage despite what happened. Sometimes some people I've heard of do this with a trusted couples counselor. So they'll go to couples counseling and then in private, the guy or the girl will tell the counselor, help me be there for us when I say this. And also part of that is be there for my spouse when they need to go through counseling without me. So they would do the meeting, the guy or the girl would tell the truth, and then they would leave the room and the counselor would talk directly just to the effect. And the spouse would, you know, say what they wanted to say about it.
I think what matters here is that the other person, the spouse that you hurt, actually sees your willingness to work on it and to take all the crap that comes with.
Yep.
Everything that you did to hurt this person, di ba? Na, okay, just do everything to me. I received this. I did what is wrong. And if you get to show that kasi, I think makikita niya. I think the other person will see that this guy's for real.
Yeah.
That I think the truth will always come through no matter what. But if you're telling the truth or not telling the truth, both of those things will actually come through.
Yeah. Speaking of taking the crap, we know we have had cases like that where we're talking to people. And I'm so amazed that this, you know, the one I'm thinking of now, the guy was in an emotional affair. Girl was very hurt. And we told the guy, right? We told the girl, look, be as hurt as you need to be. Obviously, if you want to forgive and reconcile, this can still work. But, and the guy was like willing to grin and bear, grit his teeth and bear it, you know, and just stay there. Stay in the tensions.
So, kaya. I think kaya naman, no? Yeah. May mga ganun tayong instances.
And you can see the girl's heart. It opened to him again, mm-hmm. you know.
Actually, kaya naman talaga. From speaking from a standpoint of like closing my heart, ha? Kasi ako talagang I had no hope anymore before that I would ever get back to a good, ano with you, good standing with you, parang the two of us after. Not... No, I mean like before, diba, when we weren't okay. I was already very far. Diba, I told you we weren't friends na.
Oh. Yeah, but I didn't cheat.
No, not cheating. I'm saying from a standpoint of somebody who has closed.
What in the world?
I said who has closed her heart. Right, you're right, not right, listening. Right, right. Ano ba yan?
No, I'm really focused on this lane of cheating. Okay,
no,
I am
no
listening.
Cheating.
Okay.
I'm just saying that no matter what the reason
unless
is.
Unless you count cheating on work as cheating, which is a kind of cheating. Also,
yeah.
Anyway,
but yeah, I mean, if somebody has closed her heart on you, it's not naman impossible to open again. Talagang yeah. It just has to, it takes a lot of work, but yeah. It can happen. Okay, next question. And this, I feel like of all the episodes, this one was the most hurtful for me because it involved children. This is the first time. Yung sa tatlong, ano, ito yung merong byproduct ng traumatized children talaga. And really confused. And I can relate. I can really, really relate na you don't know how to react. Kasi some of the people who messaged me were people who are children of like either a dad or a mom who's cheating.
It was a weirdly high proportion. More than couples asking about their own relationship, right? It was so weird how so many of them were about talking about their parents'.
And I think
infidelity.
One of the most... common questions from these kids is how do I react if I found out, if I knew, like do I get mad or do I actually not get mad and convince them to stay together? Do I advise them to separate or do I convince them to stay together? It's that confusing. Because now, diba, you think about it, what do you say? To ako nga, yung nagtanong nga sa akin, sabi ko, alam mo, hindi ko na nga din masagot eh.
Yep. I think the reason why we can't answer this that easily is because this shouldn't be happening. There is, even if you say, okay, fine, infidelity happens from time to time, there is an inversion, a parental inversion here, where the child has to be the mature one for parents who aren't able to make right decisions, or one of them is not able to make the right decision. That's why this is messy. And I think for people in that scenario, we need to know that that's happening. That this is a weight that's being put on me and it's not a valid weight. Now, you might still have the power to act on it and that might be a good thing, or you might not and you shouldn't. And that's what, you know, counselors and friends who are removed from the issue can help you with. To be like, okay, let's say it's me talking to you, you know, in your childhood and going, okay, this is not you. What is your priority right now, right? Your priority is your work. Your priority is your career. Your priority are your siblings. That's your priority. We can't change what to do with it. That's the other thing with the messed up thing with parental inversion. Eh? You can't change them, right? They might complain to you. They might dump on you, but you can't change them. So you still have to carry all this weight and not be able to do anything about it. Now, whether or not they should stay together or whether or not they should separate, first of all, I think you don't make that the basis of your future hope. God can move in your life. Your marriage, your future family does not have to follow that pattern, right? God breaks curses. So you're not doomed to have an unhappy family just because that's where you came from. That being said, when you have the proper distance from it, like this is not the future of my life, I can see it going both ways. But to me, if that was my mom or my dad, I would only want the offended party to stay if the other party was repentant. If they're not repentant, get out. Get out of my life. We don't need you. I'm going to work with my dad or with my mom and we're going to build again without you.
But
that's me.
If you actually feel like you want them to stay together, don't feel bad about that too, because I feel like that's the right reaction. to a covenant. It might not be the wisest. Alam niyo yun, yung parang sometimes talaga, like what I said earlier, it's a broken world. We can't help it, even if the ideal is for our parents to stay together. It's a broken world. We can't really just force everything to be that way. But it is a right reaction to get sad about it, to want them to be together. We actually read this, diba? Parang from Desiring God. Yeah. Na parang when you are sad about a heartbreak or someone who's broken up, that is actually a very godly reaction because this is something that God doesn't ever want to happen to us. Diba ang ginamit nga niya na symbol sa Bible for our relationship with Him is marriage, right? So for Him to be actually using marriage as an example of our relationship with Him, that we're tells you so much about marriage, and we're supposed to stay in that relationship, never be broken up, do everything so you could stay together and, you know, be exclusive to one another. And yet, you know, breakups happen all the time.
Look, okay.
In the world.
I like what you said, and I think that balances what I said. I think that's the highest thing to aim for. That, ideally, nobody cheats, right?
Right.
Secondly, though, if somebody does, that person is repentant. And we know cases like that. We know people like that. We've seen marriages like that get restored, and it's a beautiful thing, honestly. It's a mind-blowing level of forgiveness that is just, gosh, Lord, I don't know how you made that work. Praise God for that. So yes, absolutely. Hopefully, the party or parties who have done wrong will be repentant. But if they're not, get out. You know, and I'm going to take whichever parent of mine didn't cheat. And we're still going to love the other one as much as we can, but we're going to build with the one who didn't cheat. And that's just me.
Oh, ito naman. Should parents stay together just for the children's sake? Should that be the case?
You know, the hard thing to answer, initially I want to say no, but I know people who have done that and it worked out well for the kids. So yeah. I don't want to say don't
Minsan
do that.
Din kasi baka naman it's a good way, di ba? To stay, I mean, to start the healing.
But if it doesn't
get to that point where you actually recognize that you actually want each other and you don't want each other only because of the kids, ayun.
Well, the other side of it is if one partner is abusive, that, you know, for the sake of the kids, but they're getting abused, how did that help?
That's true.
That's one.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you are not at your best self as a parent, you know, and you're making it work and you're limping along and your kids are growing up shell-shocked with these kinds of arguments flying left and right, that kind of insecurity, they might be better off without that other party, especially if that party is so toxic. So for the sake of the kids, what do you mean by that?
Yes. Marami rin kasing side effects pa rin yun eh.
Parang, yeah, super.
Akala mo lang, you stayed together and that's the most important thing.
So hard.
But it has a lot of side effects if it's not a real coming together to work on the relationship. The other thing that was asked here is that...
That being said, we know couples who've stayed together, quote unquote, for the kids.
And found themselves to be, you know, in love with each other din pa rin naman pala at the end, right? Parang ganyan.
Well, I wasn't going to go for that. I know people who, I don't know if they would say that. But they made it work.
They made it work. So it's like, okay.
Who am I to say they shouldn't have done that? So.
Yeah.
So messy.
I guess, okay, here's the thing. Anything that isn't a real coming back together to each other is kind of like a second best answer.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? I guess that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah. You stay together, but you don't really love each other, or you separate.
We don't know if it's going to work. If you can make it work, it might, but it's still not the ideal when something has been broken na, diba? After the breaking up. Is leaving your home the most helpful way to deal with trauma regarding your cheating parents? I guess this person is like so... burdened.
Yeah.
Because there's like, yun yung sinasabi ko, and they stick together, but you like feel the brokenness every single day of your life. I don't know if you should really stick together. Because then, you know, who's carrying that burden
kids,
with you guys?
Yeah.
Then it's your kids. I don't know the answer.
I don't know if it's the best, but I would definitely keep it as an option.
Yeah. Okay. How do I have a healthy view of marriage in spite of the trauma
that they saw in their from their parents? Yeah.
I think
that's definitely real.
Yeah. That's where a lot of people come from. Like when they get overly jealous or like when it's hard for them to stay in a relationship. I've had a couple of those here na parang I can't even enter one because I'm always afraid that I will be cheated on.
Yeah.
So it's a real thing.
So you don't need a person. You don't need to be in a relationship with a person if you're not comfortable with it. Go grow in your relationship with God. Know how much He loves you. Let Him heal you. And that being said, you know, one of the byproducts of Him healing you is you might be open to a relationship.
Yes.
You might meet someone that you're willing to trust. And that will be part of the healing. But it's not like it's a must.
My personal take on this is that I also come from a broken home. My mom and dad at some point just stopped being man and wife. And, you know, I didn't realize how much of that is, you know, was ingrained in me in the sense that, you know, I want to have kids, but this is a very bad world. Not everything will work out. So why even try to aim for that? Because mahirap.
Yeah.
Like my parents didn't even make it. So what makes me think I could? Yeah. So I was like pretty much set on you'll be just working the rest of your life and you'll be happy with your pamangkins and stuff like that. But then, you know, I get saved. I meet Jesus. So that's a very big part, yes. But also seeing in the community happy families that have come from broken families themselves.
Yeah.
And they've made it work. They still like being together. They love each other. They're not perfect, but they actually do want to stay together and they love their children.
Yeah.
So parang paisip ako na, so it could still happen. So I think it all, what I'm saying there's all it takes sometimes is for you to see another person or another like, family become an example of that. And you thinking that it's not always going to be what I've seen.
Yeah.
Like the reality of the world is that it's a mix of good and bad. I can't just say that it's all going to be bad because I've experienced the bad. Because when I open my eyes wider, I actually see a lot of good things from the other side of the world too.
Yeah. Those were our family, my mom and dad, clearly not coming from perfect backgrounds and God's still able to make it work. Pastor Paolo and Jen Punzalan, same thing. We're coming from their background and seeing that, oh, you know, God can redeem things. And so that's really what the picture of how God loves us, that He takes things that shouldn't work, you know, and He can make it work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question from the family aspect. How do I forgive? Hindi pa pala last. How do I forgive the other party or parties that caused our family's breakup?
Oh.
I have so much anger for those who cheat.
Of course.
Whether I know them or not.
Of course. Of course you would. And you should.
Yeah,
it's
we
not
should,
something that we
should
be like,
angry nga talaga. I think that's also another thing that I want to validate people with. If you got cheated on and you saw or you saw
the damage.
Somebody getting cheated on, whether that's your parents or your friends, it is okay. And it must be a rightful reaction to get angry because it's not right.
Yeah. How do you forgive them with great difficulty? If you want to learn more about forgiveness, listen to our podcast about it 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But that's definitely hard.
Wow. Yun lang talaga yung masasagot namin. Pero tama lang talagang magalit ka. Ito na yung last dun sa family na. Kasi
man, people asked you really hard questions.
Okay, so this kid, well, not really a kid, but he's a child of that, you know, that couple. I think he confronted his mom. And he told his mom that sobrang bad ng ginawa ng tatay ko sa'yo that you really should leave him. And the mom goes na, I don't want to. I can't. And the reasons stated are because of what other people would think. Relatives, friends, church community, colleagues. And also maybe because she has become dependent on my dad to a huge extent. having been married for 30 plus years. And I think all of those things are real.
What's the question?
The question is, do I agree with the reasons of the mom for staying? And if the mom were to ask us now for an advice, are we going to say, yeah, stay for those reasons? I think, you know, he has, you know, his own opinion of like what his mom's reasons are. And like, parang for him, it's those are not enough. You should leave. And maybe he's trying to find another person to say that's wrong, or yeah, actually you're the one who's wrong.
I don't know where.
I think he's just bouncing off his like own thoughts to us.
I personally maybe would agree with that, but it doesn't matter whether I agree or you agree. What matters is what does the mom think, because what's she going to do? So, and if she doesn't do what you want her to do, since she's not the one we're talking to this guy, the question is, how would you respond? How should you respond if she doesn't do what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Can you still love her? Can you still honor her to the level that you can? You know, can you still be a son in that family if she doesn't do what you want?
You know, now ko lang na-realize, no, the hard thing about cheating, especially with your parents not doing that, is that you don't contain this problem between the husband and wife.
And you force people to choose. You force people to take sides.
Mm-hmm.
Because you separated the covenant. That's why don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't play with
you
that.
Know,
if you don't want to do it, just don't get married. You don't want to be faithful, just don't make a promise before God.
Yeah.
You know, just...
And I don't know. I think because it's a covenant that there is a spiritual law at work here that when we break it, it's just really not going to be as easy as the other things that we break in our life.
Yeah.
Na parang, kunwari mo ha, yung feeling ko, mas nahihirapan yung mga tao na naghiwalay from marriage than yung mga nabuntes lang out of wedlock. I don't know, maybe it's a generalization because others would say, yeah, that's not the case. But for me, I feel like there's a spiritual law at work there.
With
like
divorce.
And maybe because it's a breaking up. And you know, getting pregnant and having a baby is actually adding. It's not a breaking up. Diba? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just, those are just like thoughts in my head right now. More questions. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Do we agree?
Generally, yes. But if they're repentant, no. And we've seen people change.
Mm-mm. You know also, kasi why it's generally a yes. It's coming kasi from an issue.
Yeah.
And the cheating is an answer to that issue. It's not so much that this person just wants to cheat. But there is an issue there that is getting solved, band-aid solution, with cheating.
Yeah.
This is why once a cheater, always a cheater, almost always.
Yep.
So we need to find, if that issue doesn't ever get addressed, cheating will always happen.
Yep.
Or if not cheating, another thing happens.
We'll replace it, yeah.
To replace that. When should be the last chance? At may chance pa ba dapat in the first place?
Yeah, so if you're still in a dating stage, when you see someone devalue you or prioritize your security in the relationship, just get out. You know, you shouldn't have to beg to be assured of their love. Like, if you don't love me, don't love me. Okay, I'm okay. God loves me. I've got friends. I've got video games. I don't know what you've got, books, diba? So if you don't love me, what are we doing? Why are we playing this game? And that's why people, I think, make their best decisions when they know that God loves them. And so that bank, that self-esteem bank, that value is full. So now I don't need you. I'd like to love you. I want to love you. But if you don't want it, then let's just make the right decision here, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ako alam mo, yung chance, pwede naman. Pero you still have to have a limit kasi.
Yeah, and are they willing to change? Because here's the thing. It might be this level offense, tiny, tiny, tiny offense. But when you bring it up, they have this much of a meltdown, a massive meltdown. I don't care. then the offense, you might say, oh, you break up over that. That was a small thing. No, it's not that. It's the fact that you don't care about me. You care about me so little that when I brought it up to you, you blow up, you know, like this. So it's not just the offense. It's the way they respond to it.
You know, I think also, yes, you're correct. And there are a lot of telltale signs.
Yeah.
You have to open your eyes.
And you gotta talk to your friends who love you and aren't, and you know, are experienced in relationships, are not codependent on you guys being together or you guys being apart, who can give you loving advice.
It's hard kasi when you look at the person, of course, you wanna see the best naman. You don't want to be nitpicking on the person's bad points, right? But you have to be observant about a lot of things in this person that, you know, because when we were dating, that was one of the things that I did a lot. I observed him. I observed him in his good moments and his bad moments also, knowing that all of that I will have to take with me if we ever get married. I'm not only taking the good, I'm also taking in the bad.
Yeah.
Anong level of bad yung kaya ko?
Yeah.
Yan na yung tanong ko sa sarili ko. Anong level of bad ba yung willing akong i-take para sa tao na to?
Yeah.
And ano yung wise, ano rin yung hindi wise, ano yung beyond me?
Yeah.
There are things that you think that, oh, you know, God's gonna cure that in that person eventually. But there are things that are beyond human.
Yeah.
I feel like, or like, beyond your capacity to wait and to wait in grace, di ba? So, you have to basta keep your eyes wide open.
Yeah.
All right. Men and women, do they have differences when it comes to cheating?
I mean, yeah, it's possible. Some people will say, one, women are more emotional cheaters, men are more physical, but it happens both ways naman. So I don't think it's a significant thing enough to, we're already an hour.
Yes. Uh-oh. Is it possible to love and cheat at the same time? So like, you know how some people say, but I really, really love you. I just can't help it.
Look,
and
if
stuff.
You love me, show me. It's that simple. Right? You know, if you love me, delete that account. You know, love is measured by what you're willing to give up for that thing. Okay, if I say I love you so much, oh my gosh, oh, but let me keep playing my video games, oh, but let me keep staying up late for work, oh, and let me keep texting these people, then you don't really love that person. So, yeah.
Oh, ito naman, medyo weird. Not weird, pero parang outside of the normal questions.
I think this is valid.
It is valid. I'm just saying that it's outside of the normal. Is idolizing K-pop stars too much? Putting them in wallpapers, looking at them every day while in a relationship. Is that considered emotional cheating?
I think you would know. You would know and your partner will let you know also. So, yeah. When does it cross over from admiring someone who's beautiful, attractive, and become fantasizing and become obsession and become... Because it might not even be, you might say, it's not fantasizing for me, but it's making your partner insecure. So, yeah, why would you do that? Do we have that?
Wala. Wala akong panahon manood ng anything.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Carla likes BTS. She'll remark that certain Korean actors are
si
attractive.
Park Bogum, yeah. Yung, pero hindi ko naman inisip na... Wala naman akong ano. Parang nakalimutan ko naman sila.
I find certain celebrities attractive also. Some more than others. But, I mean, here's what I don't understand though. What am I fantasizing over here? It's not like I'm ever gonna get with them, be with them. So why am I pouring energy there when I've got you? And if I pour my energy here... And love you and fantasize over you. Alam mo yon, and
you know, I'm guessing. This is my guess. Huh? You know how when I was like a lot younger, I would watch like mga Dawson's Creek or mga The OC ganyan, and I would think na how nice to have a boyfriend like my crushes there, like si Pacey, tsaka si Seth Cohen, parang ganon. But and I guess when you're in a relationship. And you feel that way about a certain actor, is that considered cheating ba? Parang ganun, I guess.
I don't know if it's cheating yet. It sounds, no offense, dumb. because
or illusionada.
That's not a real person. That's a script. Like, do you not understand? Those situations are contrived. The camera angles, the lighting, the sound effects, the rain effects, all of that's contrived, you know? So please go talk to some real people. Talk to some real couples. See what real marriages are like. Oh my gosh, yung pet peeve na naman. Yung mas kinikilig sa hindi naman totoong relationship. You know, you're more thrilled by, in love with non-real relationships when there are so many real relationships around us that go through real problems, real issues. Some of them even infidelity. And they come out stronger. That's yep. Mind-blowing.
Well, that is the end of this podcast
that
episode.
That was heavy, sweetheart.
And
can we do a lighter topic next time?
You guys suggest. What do you want us to talk about for the next episode? Because if we want something light, then let's decide on something light. We're going to wait for you to say that. But for now, we got to go say bye.
If anyone says Assassin's Creed Origins, I would be so, so happy.
Oh, and if you got affected with this episode and you kind of like want to reach out, we have the Telegram group. And
you can join the Telegram group, and from there you can PM us, DM us.
I hope this helped you some way though. So anyway, goodbye and thanks for listening.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.